FRA.
And now, back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
And we're back in the studio. It's James Maduke speaking. This segment is brought to you by CompuSmart, trusted technology experts at CompuSmart. You can visit them at Emerald Plaza, which is 1547 Merivale Road. Take the time to go into that. They've got a fantastic showroom there with lots of great stuff for the small business owner. And one of the things you should take a look at, they've actually got a real neat networking section, which includes the wireless networking. So go take a look at CompuSmart on Emerald Plaza, 1547 Merivale Road. And one of the things I'll do right now is for the first five people that send an email to James at jamesmaduke.com, what I will do is I'll send you a copy of all 210 pages of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. So I'm going to capture your email address because I have more than one product, but in exchange, I'm going to give you a copy of my book. So the first five people that email James at jamesmaduke.com, what we'll do is we'll send back a copy of the book to you. And that's part of that internet marketing thing happening. And actually, we've got some people in the office, Colleen Zebchuk and Vic Ulitsky. They're partners in Decorative Packages. And it's, should I put the .com at the end of it? Is that okay?
Well, we call the company Decorative Packages, but our website is decorativepackages.com.
So we've got a company. And welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
How long have you guys been in business now?
We've been in business for approximately a year. The beginning part of business, I mean, I think we consider that being in business, but we weren't actively selling at the beginning. We were doing all the work to set up research and formulate our business plan, our strategy.
Okay, but we've got a .com at the end, so we can talk a little bit about web stuff. Maybe why don't you just tell everyone who's listening exactly what you do, other than the fact that it's decorative packages. There's obviously more to that.
Well, we started the decorative packages thing in a bit of a filled market. We offer sort of a unique type of gift basket service, and the .com part of it is our one of our mechanisms to distribute the product and have people access our site and see what products we have to offer.
Okay, now why do you say it's unique?
Well, when we looked at starting up our business, and particularly in a gift business, which is pretty full if you look around the landscape, we wanted to work hard to ensure that we were offering something that wasn't available out there before. So we looked at it from a number of angles. One is obviously the products themselves. We looked to fill products that weren't available elsewhere. So we incorporate in our products some decor-oriented themes.
What do you mean by that?
Some type of sort of non-traditional things. So things that people can use around the home that reflect current lifestyles. So, for instance, we have cook-oriented themes of packages that would be suitable for someone who's hosting a dinner or something like that they would be able to use in their kitchen, or other decor items for decorating around the home, in addition to some food stuff, some nice snacks and fun things that we would like to include.
So where did you do your research?
Well, we spend a lot of time just researching general lifestyle trends. So what kind of things are popular with people today? And as you probably know, James, that things like the real estate market, for example, is very hot right now. So people are clearly, building new homes, and they want to spend time in their new homes, and they want to decorate their new homes. So it makes sense that people are interested in giving gifts to people that reflect that lifestyle trend. Another thing is probably another good example is something like, the need for people to relax and kind of get away from their stressful lives. So we incorporate a lot of things like aromatherapy, candles, and other types of novelty items that help people to relax and create that pleasurable atmosphere.
Okay, so you've done the research. You obviously spent some time doing that. How did you actually get started, or can you sort of run through the growth of the company?
Okay.
Boy, geez, that's a bit of a history. I guess what we were interested in is what we first studied actually was we studied small business, and we wanted to understand what does it take to be a successful small business. We didn't want to just jump in and start doing something expecting to be successful if we didn't have a game plan to work with. And in that, our analysis and study showed that basic success with small business were ones where not only you sort of built interesting products and marketed interesting products, you had to have a growth strategy. So one of the things that we realized early on was that it was extremely important to organize your business in such a way that once you do grow, you're going to have the mechanics in place to be able to do that. So, for example, you know, not only on the sort of the website side in terms of how the volume of sales that you have to be able to grow through there, but as you start hiring staff, you're going to have to deal with the consequences of someone coming on board and not operating in a everybody does everything kind of mode. So we set ourselves up early on trying to split up our business functions so that into smaller pieces so that we could not only offset the types of work that we do ourselves, but then when it does, when we do hire staff, that we can give them a specific role to play in our company where they'll be empowered to be able to be successful as well.
Where there's something actually like a job description?
Yes, exactly.
I think the other thing that's important is that we felt that we would be successful, or we could be successful together in business, because we felt our skill sets were very complementary in that the things that I enjoy doing are not necessarily the things that Vic enjoys doing. So there isn't a lot of competition to do the same thing. So besides facilitating growth in the future, we're able to cover a lot of bases with a relatively small staff complement right now, which, you know, is very important for keeping low overhead and that type of thing when you're starting out.
Okay, so who are you selling to right now? Who are you marketing to, and what's happening there?
Well, there's really two sides to that. There's what we call sort of the consumer side, which is primarily through our website, where we want to market to individuals that would want to purchase a gift package to send to someone for an occasion or for themselves to use in some fashion. And the other side, obviously, is we are marketing to corporate side. So as Colleen mentioned earlier, to types of vendors that would want to use these kinds of products on an ongoing basis. So real estate agents is a good example where when they have home sale closings, they would like to be able to give some sort of gift to the purchaser as a thank you for utilizing their services. And so this kind of ties back to something I was getting to earlier, which is in addition to sort of differentiating yourself from product, when we looked at this business, we said one of the things that we wanted to differentiate ourselves on was the type of service that was provided with that. In the gift business, it's a little bit different than, say, other businesses where the customer and the person you deliver the goods to are one and the same person. Here, we're dealing with two people typically. Yeah. I mean, it sometimes is the case. Obviously, the person buys something and then delivers it themselves. But a lot of times, you're dealing with the buyer and the receiver. And we wanted to service both those sides well. So on the buyer side, we wanted to build as seamless sort of interaction with us, if you will, as possible, both from a convenience standpoint, from an information standpoint, to know what's happening with the service that they've purchased, basically make it as worry-free as possible that once they've done it, they don't have to worry about it anymore. They don't have to keep hounding us.
And you can't really give them a gift basket as part of the service.
Be a little expensive.
Yeah, exactly. So what are some of the popular items that you're selling now, or what are some of the things that are quite popular that people like to give as on the corporate side and the consumer side?
Well, the things that are popular probably on the consumer side are things like luxury bath gift baskets.
What would be in something like that for people listening who want to go to decorativepackages.com after and order one?
Well, we have several different designs available, but the types of things that they would find there would be aromatherapy candles for the bath while you're relaxing, things like bath pillows, bath salts, foot scrub brushes, foot scrub, all kinds, relaxing tea, those types of things. And what we try to do as much as possible is look for specialty companies, many of them are Canadian, that sell to finer gift stores, so that when people purchase things from us, their clients won't find these things that in common retail outlets.
Sure.
So we're trying to really give them a great gift giving experience, both from as Vic mentioned, the sender's experience and the receiver, and that they're getting some unique things that hopefully they can really put to use in their day-to-day lifestyle.
Okay, and that's for the consumers and for the corporate as well.
And the corporate, many of the same packages are appealing to the corporate market, but we also have corporate people interested in things like gourmet foods and maybe nice accessories for the office with gourmet foods. We also do some specialty golf themed
baskets.
That's
the one actually I saw that one today.
Yeah, so. We scale those from, smaller packages up to, quite significant corporate baskets for the real executive type golfer. And we have some pretty unique items in those as well.
Okay, thank you very much. It sounds like things are really hopping there. And thank you for coming to tell us a little bit about how you got started and some of the things that you've gone through and the research that you did. If people want to find out again or want to go and order online, where do they go?
It's www.decorativepackages.com, all one word. And or they can phone us. Our local number is 613-823-8809.
Great. Thank you very much. We've been talking to Vicki Litsky and Colleen Zebchuk from Decorative Packages. And I want to thank you again. And please take the time to visit that gorgeous site and order something online. I want to thank everyone for listening this evening. I hope you've been able to pick up on some of the information that our guests have shared with us. And stay tuned next week. We'll have another show with three great guests. And if you are interested in this radio show, you can certainly visit the www.jamesmaduke.com or take a look at 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing at www.internetmarketingforsmallbusiness. This is James Maduke speaking. We'll see you next week. You're listening to News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.